Tippy Talks Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Tippy Talks, your financial empowerment podcast full of education, resources, and so much more for service providers. My name is Ashley and I'm one of the account managers here at Tippy. We know you're busy, so let's dive in. We started the podcast, it's been about a year, which is crazy.
It's blown by, especially when you're working on fun projects like this.
I'm so happy that you guys joined me today, Liz, Jessica, Arendelle from Luscious & Co. I can't wait to talk to you guys because you're such a great ball of energy. And yeah. I'm sure it trickles down into your clients, into your staff. I'm just so excited and thankful that you joined me today.
Well, we're thrilled to be here. We really are. This energy that you feel is like Jess calls it twintuity. And I think it definitely is contagious in good and in maybe not the best ways because it's hard to shut it off.
Oh my gosh, I get that. I totally get that. So tell us a little bit about yourselves. Like, you know, how did you guys start to get into the industry? Take us on that journey to the time you are here now.
Oh boy. You know, we're very transparent people. So we promised to tell you the whole truth about how that started.
I
want to be honest. It was somewhat accidental and very serendipitous with a lot of planning and intention, but we never thought when we started this 12 years ago that it would be what it is now. By any means, we were working corporate jobs and we were approaching our 30s and we said, we just need more. This is not a great job, you know, awesome experience. We learned a tremendous amount about business, economics, the consumer journey, but in the tech world. And there was really something missing after having done that for as long as we did. And so one day we were having dinner, we didn't get to see a lot of each other, which was also an unfortunate reality of what happens when you go off in these directions. And I said, I don't know, I just feel like maybe it's a midlife crisis coming on, but I'm not feeling a lot of joy in my life. And there's not a lot of authenticity. And it's a lot of the same thing every day that lacks this purpose. And she said, yeah, you know, me too, but maybe that's just what it's supposed to be like. You know, that's what is, and that's what finding your way looks like. And maybe we're just not supposed to be having fun and leaving this impact. And so that didn't really do well with us. And every time we'd reconnect, it was like this missing link. And we always really wanted to be in this industry. But as we all know, this industry can be unforgiving and very difficult to pave a financially responsibly course for those of us who really need to get started and get going. Or at least that's what we thought. So we, as 30-year-olds, decided to go back to school and get a license so that we could start working with brides. Because we thought, listen, there's two really fun days for a woman in her journey. One of those days is getting married. And I feel like maybe that's where we could find some joy. And that genuinely is where we thought we would just get like this weekend thing, do our corporate job, work the weekends, enjoy our life. And fast forward, the vision how that little joyride brought us on. You know, we quit our corporate jobs. A couple of years into working on the mobile side of beauty, we had these brides that would say, okay, like now that I'm married, I still want to be with you guys. And we would think like, but there's nothing that we can do for you beyond this point.
Yeah.
And they're like, here, let's just have lunch or let's just, and then it started. One woman said, can you do my root color? And we were like, well, we only do formal work. And so one of our coworkers at that time said, why don't we just buy like a root coverage line, something very small. Let's just go to the store and buy, and let's just keep this going. And honestly, it started with one client asking, one tube of color, one coworker, and that infectious joy and servant mind of wanting to give our best so we could feel our best. Here we are. We were lucky enough to hire three people. We thought we were so lucky that people would trust us with this new future that didn't yet exist. We just trailblazed into a decade later, and here we are.
Oh my gosh. I have like chills. That's an incredible story. And I'm so
together every day now. So careful what you wish for.
Oh my gosh. You guys have got it going on. I love it. So you have two locations. You have how many people working for you now?
In the 40s.
Wow.
Yeah, I think we have 30, 39 or 40. We have people in boot camp right now. We bring them on as junior stylists. And we really take a lot of, it's a privilege and a big responsibility that we prioritize to break that generational expectation that I can't get into beauty because I need to make money and have a career. That was really the mission. You know, once the joy meter kind of did its thing, we thought, no, we got to change some of these things. And starting with how we employ people, that level of expectation, our investment into their beginning. And so I say 40 because we openly promote the reality that only half of those who go through our boot camp actually get their chair through the completion of the program. And so I'd love to say a whole 40, but I want to be fair in setting that expectation transparently that some of them don't come out based on timing and where they are in their journey and that technical experience and requirement to work here. So.
Sure. I love that. And you've set the bar to a standard, which is important for the people that walk through your door and have an expectation of the experience that you're giving them. So that's incredible. Do you ever take a moment and step back and just kind of take it all in?
Do we do that? Sometimes on rare occasion, I think when we're, you know, pushed to decision-making or, you know, peaks in the season where we're inviting new members on the team, right? To Liz's point, when we do boot camp, the end of boot camp is such a celebration because we're inviting people in to either relearn, right? They may have been in this career for a long time and they need to now relearn how to do things the luscious way, or brand new people who have never had an opportunity to start their career. And I think that those are probably the seasons where we really do have to stop and say, wow, look what we just did together, right? Look what our leadership team did at the same time. And it kind of just keeps growing and growing to really give us this like rearview mirror sense of accomplishment.
Yeah. Oh, it's so important. Very important. So tell me a little bit about when it comes to decision-making and bringing new technology into the business and how does it help you retain talent? How does it help you recruit? You know, and of course, we want to talk about Tippi. So tell us like what happens from that moment of the idea to the decision is made now.
I think that everyone wants to be the disruptor. Right? The disruptor has this like incredible trailblazing concept to it, but no one wants disruption. And so it's this misalignment, I think, especially in our industry where it's like, yes, we're going to be disruptive, but we're not going to be disrupted.
Not too bad.
Right. And I want to normalize this conversation in saying that big decisions, especially through tech, require goggles to see through or at least cut through the fog, because you have to expect that there will be some shift, some disruption, and how much until when is appropriate and expected. And so when we built Luscious, we decided the archetype of the woman we want to serve. Now, we welcome everyone into this business, but we really attract the women we design this for. And those women expect the experience to match the convenience. Mm. And really, I mean, if I said to half of our clients, and we see probably 2,000 clients a month, if I said, hey, we're going to really do our best, but it's not going to be convenient at all, we would probably lose half of them because we're speaking to, in most cases, women in their 30s, new moms, they just found their career, time is money, they're attempting to balance this extremity of chaos, and they're trying to find their norm in that. If we can't match the experience with a sense of convenience where it becomes this like dreaded, oh, the ATM, there's no ATM, it's not fair to them, right?
Sure.
So Tippi falls really ironic, convenient into this discussion because the biggest pushback that our clients experience with technology is who's going to teach me how to use it. Tippi doesn't need an instruction manual. It's 4 clicks and we're done. But on the back end to that, you know, we bring our team into these decisions. It's not us dictating what we're doing next. It's us deciding what might be missing. And the conversation about technology is usually met with extreme joy and let's do this, or I hate change, pump the brakes, what's wrong with Venmo in this case? And it's our job as leaders to paint the picture. Why are we willing to be a little bit disrupted, to be disruptors? And that decision came in likely, I think it was during COVID and ATM machines.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, it is what it is, you know, for businesses like ours who need to bring in a better way to take in tips. Mm-hmm. Our team members see it as income because it is.
Sure.
We have to set that tone. We have to. And I could not tell you before Tippy what our average gratuity was by location or by employee. They wouldn't know that. They'd guess it. But that's a measure, aside from clients who are bold and brave enough to leave a review, good or bad, that's a measure how well we're doing. Are we meeting the expectation? And so we really were able to clearly identify to the team the value. Mm-hmm. And then to the client, the value, and we call it a three-legged stool. If it doesn't benefit the business, it doesn't benefit the customer, and it doesn't benefit the team member, the decision's no.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When it comes to that, in most cases, the answer is yes to all three. Mm-hmm. So let's put those goggles on and cut through the fog. It won't be long. And in this case, I mean, Tippy was really, I don't think there was any disruption.
I don't know. We also had to look at things a bit more granular because coming back from COVID, as any business owner knows, there were ideas all over the place from people charging a surcharge for equipment or how do you balance having half of your team in the building? And for us, one of the biggest benefits of that three-legged stool to the business is we cut off tens of thousands of dollars in credit card processing fees because we still wanted to honor the stylist in saying, of course you can leave a tip. You don't need to have the ATM. You don't need to be prepared on that. So it was a huge savings for us. And it was also an immediate deposit to the stylist. So there were wins all over the place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't agree with you more. And there's been every day I learn something new here. And what's cool is that I've gotten to see this company grow so much. And what's neat is it's because of you and owners like you that really just see the value in it. And there is just no other way of looking at it. It's a value. It's an added, benefit for the staff. But, you know, at the same time, it's a great benefit for you guys because you're just pouring back into the business.
Right. If we don't do a better job as owners, as leaders, as the visionaries of the industry, and I'm speaking to anyone who might be listening to this wondering, where should I go next for my team? If we don't start to normalize this discussion on what is considered healthy income, what percentage of that income comes from gratuity, if we continue to treat gratuity like coffee money, you know, oh, I forgot the $20. Oh, whose money is this in the dryer? I mean, I can't tell you how much money comes out of the dryer before Tippy that no one can claim because I don't even know how much I made today.
Sure.
I mean, we're having by employee a lot of money. You know, in some cases, $20,000-$30,000.
Absolutely.
Yeah, full part-time job. Doing your full-time job.
This ain't everybody says, you know, this is not.
Yeah. Listen, so this year I really started going into beauty schools and teaching them about Tippy, but also about their tips.
Yes.
You're teaching your income. It makes 30% of how much you make. Yep. And imagine when it's the decision time and you want to own your own business or you want to buy the house, the car, the things. Yeah. That 30% is going to determine whether you're settling or you're actually getting what you want.
That's
and
right.
That's where I want to leave that impression on individuals that are on the fence and thinking about, you know, still kind of in that dinosaur mindset. Nothing's bad about that. Unless you're okay with it. Right.
So,
but when you're thinking big picture and you think what does my life look like in 5 years? If you weren't setting yourself up the day you walked out of beauty school, the moment you're in the interview, the time that you say to that person that you're trying to get the job, how do you handle tips? How are you going to support me? You know, that's when you start to really step into taking control of your future and what that looks like.
Yeah.
So I love that you you just get it. You see what it can do. And it is such an important piece to our business, and we should be valued at it. It isn't like it was back in the day, right? We are so much more than that. And the stereotype is going away. I think little by little every day. More and more that we talk about it, it's just, it really is the best business you could possibly get into. You walk in the door, you can make as much money as you want every day. What career can you do that in? I don't think, you know, there's not many out there. And how lucky are we to change lives every day? So I think just adding all of this value into the business, into the career is huge.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's an easy win when, you know, oftentimes we have to ask ourselves, even though we know this answer, deeply reflective, why would I not want to do this job right now here in this building for this company? What are the reasons right now? I would recommend everybody in a leadership role answer that question monthly. This month, why would I not want to work here knowing what I know to be true? And oftentimes, if the ball is rolling at too slow of a speed in the direction of innovation, for me, that'd be the reason why. I want to feel joy. I want to feel alive. I love change. Now, for someone who may say the complete opposite, that is the value alignment or misalignment, depending on what your audit says about what might be missing or what there might be too much of. But never have we implemented a system that identifies the benefit to the stylist and have received this no thank you.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think we have such a tremendous responsibility to really take care of our people, which is very common, right? In any organization that's well-respected, that's kind of the number one goal, right? But think of all the young professionals that have very little experience in the workplace. And, you know, for us, we came from corporate jobs that we willingly suffered for a really long time. But what did we learn in that, you know, 10 to 15 year window of time really gave us the ability to pave the way for younger people. But in a career where you're earning 20 to 30% in addition to your service revenue, what are you doing with that money? How can you retire a very healthy, sustainable future? At what age can you do that? And what are you doing with your tip money? To your point, going to the schools to teach that is part of our responsibility as well once they come to us. Tippy helps us do that with reporting and measuring tools because it's so black and white and it's very convenient for them.
Absolutely. You got it. I love it. So what's next? You know, you guys are heading into like the busiest time of year, which is the fun. I love this time of year in the salon. It's so fun.
Alive.
What?
It's alive.
It is. Oh my gosh. There is nothing like it, but tell us, what are you guys thinking about like 2025? I'm sure you already have that in the back of your mind or it's already written down. You already have a plan. What are you guys talking about?
Well, 24 was our 10th year. We made the decision in January. Thank you. In January, we go on a leadership retreat with all the leaders, and we made this decision that year 10, we'd leave in its own decade. Year 11, which would be 2025, is not year 11, really. It's year 10 plus one. We'll take best practices, but we will also leave the lessons that gave us clarity in 2024, in the first decade of Luscious. And so what we did this year, which really will take shape next year, was we made this intentional decision to define what our team looks like, removing ourselves. And to best describe it, we are a championship winning team, but not coming from a champion bred, I think, background in most cases, right? It's kind of like that underdog story of like the kid who made it to professional basketball, unknowingly to him, he did it. And now he's playing in this arena with people who have essentially set their whole lives up for it. How do we keep going? And so we really paused and asked ourselves in this season of really explosive growth, if I were a Super Bowl championship player and I had the rings and I put the work in and I knew what it was like when no one clapped for me, but now, you know, stadiums are showing up, who would I want to play on this field with? And Jess and I really had to slow things down and consider, how would a championship player want to play with maybe someone who can't even throw the ball to them yet? Knowing that we're all going to succeed together or potentially fail together, what does that look like? And so based on that premise, we made a lot of big changes in 2024. very big investments in human capital, both in deciding how can we enhance their experience, but also taking a really long look in the mirror and asking who might not be throwing that ball or showing up to practice or staying to clean up the gear. Like who is really a championship potential or a player going into 2025? And so things look different here at Luscious, but in the very best way. We have focused on the employee experience by saying, how can we really enhance this for them? We show up for the guests. I mean, that's the easiest part.
Sure.
In this industry, we really show up for the guests and not stop enough to say, how can we show up for our team on those days where we're not even coming up for air? I don't even know what day it is. So 2025 is really a play on that, in making sure that that three-legged stool is as firm as it could possibly be with equal distribution to all three. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Wow. That's incredible. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I know it's a busy time of year. I know it's busy all the time, but this was great. And thank you for taking the time.
We love Tippy.
Thank you.
We really say go Tippy. Go Tippy. We love Tippy.
We did. I love it. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, show season's coming up, so I'm sure I'll see you out and about.
Keep being great. Keep doing great things. That's right. You guys are really killing it out there, helping us do what we can do to the best of our ability, and it's one less thing to worry about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm so happy to be a part of it. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, Tippy family. Terry McKim here, founder of Tippy. When I came up with the concept many years ago on the back of a piece of paper, I couldn't have imagined it would turn out like this. The businesses, and most importantly, the users, are really what makes this company so special. The goal then, and still today, was to better the beauty industry, but most importantly, provide financial tools to empower the service professionals. So when we say Tippy was created and built in industry, we mean it. We now have a community of strong, talented, and hardworking individuals, and we're still growing. Thank you for trusting us. We can't wait to keep growing with you.